At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. I got another quick hit and waiver wire video. Hit subscribe if you are not subscribed. I got four wide receivers to talk about today. It's not a lot, but it's because there's not a lot out there. We got four teams on by: Browns, Packers, Raiders, Seahawks. So I know you got some players that you need to replace here. Sit back, relax. I'm going to start off with my least favorite pickup to my most favorite pickup, who's going to be all the way at the end. I like all these guys. That's why I'm saying you should pick them up. And I'm starting with DeMarcus Robinson.
Pick them up!
Now, remember, if Kupp and Puka are not there, he's trash. As long as Kupp or Puka or both are there, he should be doing all right. They got Miami this week. Probably not going to be good for Puka or for Kupp. But DeMarcus Robinson keeps getting wide open in the end zone. You know why? Because nobody cares about him, because they're focusing on Kupp. They're focusing on Puka. They're focusing on Kyren. So he just ends up being wide, wide open. He's got two touchdowns in each of the last two games. I don't think he's going to double dip this game, but the opportunity is there because nobody is thinking about him. He is a byproduct of having great offensive pieces and having zero eyes on him. So that's why you want to get him. So if you need a random dart throw flex,
pick him up.
Do it. Kind of some low-hanging fruit with Xavier Leggett here. Only 27% rostered, though. Over 15 points in each of the last 2 weeks. Has a touchdown in each of the last 2 weeks. They got the Giants coming up. It's not the best matchup for him, but if you need some random flex to get in there, who's going to get some targets? Leggett's getting the targets, 13 targets over the last 2 weeks combined. They got the bye week in week 11, so maybe he's just a one-week fill-in for you this week if you have like JSN, Reed, one of those guys on bye. I'm recording this early on Tuesday, and I don't think they've named a starting QB for the week yet. But no matter what, if he's doing this with Bryce Young, I feel like it would only be better if they bring back the Red Rocket. So if he's available,
pick him up!
Go do it. And if he's not, he might get dropped in week 11 when he's got his bye, so pay attention. I got two guys left for you here. Start off with Mr. QJ, Mr. Quentin Johnston. For a guy who can't catch, he caught a handful of balls this past week, and we like it. Had over 100 yards, had a touchdown in his return. They got a tough matchup against Tennessee, but if L'Jarius Sneed's not there, it's going to mean better things for him. And even if L'Jarius Sneed is there, I doubt that he would be covering him. So either way, pick him up.
Pick him up!
Probably going to start him with four teams on bye. And we just hope that they keep scheming him the way that they did, making him run from one side of the field to the other. He was beating the zone.
Get in the zone!
And we love it. Herbert looks like he's back. All right, my favorite guy to pick up here, Mr. Nick Westbrookekind. And don't forget,
but don't tell nobody.
He's only 1% rostered. The Titans' pass game is mostly garbage, but the thing that they got working for him, they have a pretty good schedule for wide receivers moving forward. And the teams are focused so much on Ridley that he kind just ends up being wide open in the end zone. It's awesome. He has three touchdowns over the last three games. Not an insane amount of volume, touchdown dependent for sure. But like I said, last three games, one touchdown each. Let's go. It's very, very ugly right now. It is. So we got to make moves. We got to pick up these guys who could turn into diamonds of the rough. And the best thing about Nick Westbrookekind is their schedule moving forward. The Titans literally have the best schedule out of any wide receiver core moving forward. So even though he sucks and doesn't get a lot of volume, he might end up in the end zone a bunch more. And there you have it. There's my quick hitting wide receiver waiver wire video. If you haven't hit subscribe, hit that subscribe button. And don't forget to go join our community at 420crew.com. A lot of reasons why you want to join. One of the reasons why I will highlight right now is the leagues that I start. I am going to be hosting leagues for the NFL playoffs. Nobody else really does that besides me. Everyone else is packing it in week 17, week 18 after the championships, and they're going to go on vacation. Not me. We keep the party rolling. I keep it rolling for you. Yes, you. you savages out there who want to keep playing. So go join 420crew.com. You can join for free or as a paid member. I'd recommend that. Support your boy, because I don't have any corporate sponsorship. And then you can stay in the loop. Week 19 is the wild card week. That's when all of these games start. We are going to be drafting for that entire week before. So if you got the itch to draft, I got you. And now don't forget to rinse and repeat, because I'm bringing the heat. Click on one of these videos that's popping up right now. And if you are into IDP, we got the IDP waiver wire video. Probably got to go click on my channel to get there, but go click on it if you are into IDP, because no one's bringing you any IDP heat like me. Leave a comment, hit the like.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses, or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.